I'm just a bachelor. I'm looking for a partner. And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Cardo, Eric, and Greg. I reversed it that time. I don't know why, but happy 4th of July.
Oh, yeah.
And
there's no songs that make you feel more like 4th of July than this.
Not at all. This is amazing.
That's what I think of when I hear this.
Love the song. You know what I also love, and you guys will love it too, especially your business owners out there. This hour is brought to you by Business Owner Tax Relief. If you'd like to explore how to reduce your taxes for all eligible companies, schools, and municipalities, give Conrad Pugachel a call at 623-888-3210, 623-888-3210, or visit him online at azbotr.com.
Genuine singing Pony from...
Are you riding a pony?
Magic Mike
XXL. Never heard it.
You never heard this song?
Why would I hear this song?
Are you kidding me?
Where would I hear this song?
In the club.
Back in the 90s, this was like the number one song.
I don't hang out in clubs.
Of course we know why Joseph remembers it. But still.
What? Okay. Well, anyway, Magic Mike XXL was released on Wednesday.
What's XXL? Yes.
Well, Tuesday night, actually.
Extra large.
Extra. Oh. Is it large or is it...
I didn't see the movie, so I can't tell.
All right.
Loud. Extra loud.
Okay.
Extra ludicrous.
Well, of course, Magic Mike was huge. A couple of years ago. It was a very hot film. Yeah. A lot of people liked it.
I won the multiple polls on this one. But I did love the movie.
It was a great movie. I really liked it, except for a couple of things. Namely, his girlfriend, Miss I Can't Act and I'm Only in This Movie Because I'm Related to the Director.
Who is that?
I forget her name. She hasn't been in many other things because she can't act.
She's got
an okay looking face. But
Sofia Coppola?
No,
that's different.
No.
Yeah, she...
But that's okay. You don't even have to remember her name because you won't have to. Because fortunately, this movie has replaced her with Amber Heard.
Okay. Yay, Johnny Depp's girlfriend.
Yes.
So Channing Tatum reprises his role of a stripper. I'm sorry, male entertainer, right? Sensitivity training. Who, on the road with his friends for their final show in Myrtle Beach, with whistle stops in Jacksonville and Savannah to renew old acquaintances and make new friends, learn some new moves, and shakes off the past in some surprising ways. I should advertise these movies, no?
Yes, you should, you're the new Don LaFontaine.
Is this
LaFontaine.
Like the Thunder Down Under in Vegas? The Thunder
kind
Down
of,
Under?
Kind of. Well, Dave, what did you think the first Magic Mike?
I only saw parts of it.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I saw different parts.
What parts? I don't know if he saw the same movie.
The parts I saw.
I'm sorry. If you're fast forwarding through,
if you're fast forwarding through
Magic Mike, then
just to see the parts.
Yeah, then there might be another issue there.
One was so long, I fast forwarded, and it was still the same part after 2 minutes. Right. It was ridiculous.
I don't know.
I'd have to see it all the way through. I don't think.
Okay.
It wasn't very memorable to me.
It wasn't memorable to me either.
Yeah. Really?
Greg liked it.
Yeah.
I loved it as well.
Yeah.
I'll tell you my review in just a few moments. But I do want to tell you I did make it to the press screening of the film, so I saw it with an audience,
with people,
with normal people. Yeah.
Normal people? Are you saying press people are not normal?
No, they're not. Very much not so. But when I walked out of the theater at the end, a woman was very excited. She comes out and she's, you know, just a hyper over everything that she'd just seen, and she's making her way over to the restroom.
And she grinded it up against
no,
you.
No, pretty close, because she says, congratulations. And I'm sorry.
She saw the bite on your neck?
I said, what? And she says, you were one of only like four guys in the theater. And I said, oh, okay. And I didn't know what to say.
Oh, she thought you had just come out.
And no. And she goes, but it wasn't that bad, right? She says, because, you know, I suppose it was pretty educational. And I said, I kind of just smiled. And she says, because then you could do like, you got your moves in the club. And she starts like, you know, doing some moves. And
wow.
Yeah.
Was she insane?
I don't know. But, you know, this is... I'm telling you, Eric, if you didn't have Kathleen, all you'd have to do is just pretend that you were going to see Magic Mike, or at least just stand, just even easier than that, stand outside of the auditorium and wait for the women to come out because they're coming out of Magic Mike XXL and they are ready to party. Partay.
Okay. I'll take that advice under consideration.
I've texted several of my female friends. Yeah. I said, I just saw Magic Mike. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, I'm seeing it at 8:40 and oh my God, I mean, all caps. I can't wait to see this movie. So these women are super excited about this. What does it do to women?
That was my question on 1480 AM.
I think I know. Well,
what does it do?
We should have an ongoing discussion about this. Probably not today, have people call in.
Give me just a quick
next week, because we're a very
description.
What it does to them?
Yeah.
It makes thunder down under.
Oh.
I say for guys, it would.
All right, well.
Wait.
Okay.
I'm not going to say it, because we'll get
you
in trouble.
You just said.
All right, well, I won't say anything else, but.
What about the lightning? You can't have thunder
without
electricity.
Lightning. There's electricity.
Do you know what lightning is?
Okay. You know what?
Very quick.
You know, we've had
very
superheroes.
Very painful.
Forget superheroes.
Okay.
Forget natural disasters. Forget dinosaurs.
Forget
all
Jump
stuff.
Street 21.
Well, that was another year. But forget all this stuff. Forget robots. There's absolutely no doubt that Magic Mike XXL will provide female moviegoers with the greatest thrill they have in a theater this summer.
I'll be sure to miss that.
No, listen, there's something for you, too. There's something
I
for
doubt
you,
it.
Because the theater was smoking afterwards because they all lit up a cigarette.
Well, that's part of it. But
really?
This new sequel delivers precisely what women have been hoping it would. Good-looking, hairless, muscular men gyrating provocatively.
Wait, you're saying that...
You actually watched that?
You said there's something in that for me?
Wait.
I would have closed my eyes like a horror movie during
that time. I wouldn't even put the money out.
Wait, you're saying hairless? What's so good about that?
That's
the way Kathleen likes it.
What? Was that on the air?
Was that on the air?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
It's pure.
If you want to discuss that, call in at 602.
Her or you?
Wow.
Okay, so we know something more. I like it. That's sensitivity, you're right. I don't know if that's sensitivity.
Speaking of sensitivity, there's another.
What was insensitive about that? I just said she likes.
Well,
like hair.
She probably has very sensitive skin.
Yes, that's what it's all about.
And I'm getting a call from her right now.
Speaking of sensitivity, another critic out there has written his review of this, and I thought it was a brilliant review. I wanted to steal it. He says that this movie has everything. He says it's got, what other movie has melted chocolate on an obese woman's thighs followed by spraying her with whipped cream? There's no other movie out there.
Every
like
Saturday
that.
Wow, night at my house.
You're making it sound worse and worse by the second.
Okay. Now, women will absolutely
love
this
movie. Oh, that was insensitive. I'm sorry.
Women will love this movie. But you know what? Eric, Greg, I know, Greg, you're going to love this movie too, probably for more than one reason. But
what are you trying to say?
The reason that I love this film is this is the perfect film for guys too. It serves as equal parts entertainment and education. Its characters, compelling conversations, convey the message that you need not have the abs or dance skills of star Channing Tatum to make a girl swoon. Listen carefully, guys. All you need to do is remind them, all of them, that they deserve to be worshipped. That's what this movie advocates.
Well, that's unrealistic.
Worship women? Is that what you're saying?
I am saying worship. Talk to women as though they deserve to be worshipped, because they do.
But how can you keep that up?
It's very exhausting, but okay.
What?
Yeah, like if you fall in love with a woman, once you start that, you have to keep it going.
And then you go to jail.
Well, I mean, you take vitamins, there's a pill.
I'm saying just speak to them as though.
How? Give me an example.
Okay,
I'll be the woman.
Train us.
There is a terrific scene in this movie. And earlier I mentioned Andie MacDowell is in her prime. I've said on a previous show that I'm sure that this probably led to some of the emails that I received that at Andie MacDowell, I think we were talking about Groundhog Day or something. I was like,
great movie.
I said that she's
phenomenal movie.
You don't think she's attractive?
I am not attracted to
Andie
MacDowell.
She is very.
Oh, I love her, right? Oh, yeah.
It has nothing to do with her age.
She's a snack. She's a treat.
Okay, all right, and you're fair to have that opinion, and I am not attracted to her.
What about Bill Murray?
Not to him either. Yeah. However, in this movie, there is a terrific scene where Magic Mike and the Kings of Tampa are spending some time with some, I don't want to say older ladies, but ladies who
mature.
Yeah, I
cougars.
Guess. Is that what we say? Yeah, some
mature.
Cougars. That, and And one of the women referenced, and I think one of the women referenced how, you know, she's maybe when it was my time back then, and one of the guys stand up and says, "It's still your time."
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so when you talk to women like that and make them feel special, all of them, not just the women that you're
feeling
attracted to.
Feeling special and worshiping are different. Am I right, Eric?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. But
worship is a little strong.
Right. But, well, they reference, okay, you'll see the movie, and I know you're going to say, "No, I'm not going to see the movie." See the movie.
I'm not going to see the movie.
See the movie.
I'm not going to see it.
I'm secretly watching it in there.
Yes, I found it online.
The woman who walked out of the theater and was talking to me on her way out, she was absolutely right. This is a very educational movie.
Well, you should have tried that on her to see what she said.
I should have, but I still have, you know.
Was she hot?
She was, yeah. She was a very special lady.
What was she wearing? She just said, "Hey, ma'am."
What wasn't she wearing in your mind? There.
You know, she was on her way to the restroom. I didn't want to think too much into it. Okay.
Should have gone to the bathroom with her.
No, that was not your room.
That's special.
That's
well, you could have passed.
But come on. All right. So no, I did enjoy watching the movie. It is very entertaining. In all honesty, I am giving Magic Mike XXL a thumbs up.
A breakthrough.
It's almost a breakthrough. I will say the beginning, I did have a little bit of a hard time listening to their conversations because I wasn't like devoting my complete attention to them.
Did you see it in 3D?
No, I don't know if it's playing in 3D. It went
in all the ladies' minds, it was 3D.
But women probably would really love to see it in 3D. Now, here's the thing. There's a lot of conversations.
You get a ruler with every ticket.
There are some there are some critics out there who are saying that this movie is too long. And
oh yeah, you could say that.
Yeah,
they're
running time.
Come on,
right? The running time is
too
long.
What's that called,
Eric? No running time.
But I'm sure that women would never say that this is too long. And the movie, they say that there's too much dialogue, too many conversations. There needs to be more dancing. Now, this movie is kind of structured in a way like a Step Up film. Because
talk, dance.
Yeah, yeah. There's talk, dance, and then you've got 30 minutes of nonstop dancing. Now, you thought that 50 Shades of Grey was fun to watch.
No.
I didn't either.
I like Dakota Johnson.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to tell you, I don't know.
I can't go 30 minutes watching Dancing of Hairless Guys.
I can't.
Could you?
No, I couldn't put up with that.
Does Gabriel Iglesias dance? If he does, that might be worth it.
Were there any women dancing? Equal treatment? Come on.
They're not dancing, but they're getting treated special.
Yeah, they're getting excited. Let's call it.
Okay. I will say that I wish that I had...
A camera.
No. I wish
a front seat.
I wish that I had Channing Tatum's abs.
Abs.
And I wish that I could dance like him because when he dances the pony.
Is there anything else you would like?
When he dances the pony at the beginning of the film.
That's our new contest.
I mean.
Put Joseph together. Everyone puts a part.
Not a good time to do that hand gesture you just did. But
I didn't
that
see it.
Sounds great.
So you want his abs.
I want his abs and his dance skills, but at the very least, I can talk to women like that. And I wish
I
wish that I would have this chance. Next time I go to a bar crawl, I am going to make sure I speak to all the women, the obese ones, the older ones. I will talk to them all as though they're special because they are.
So saying.
I like it. I agree with you.
What you're saying is that the obese ones are not really special, but you're going to treat them special. That's basically what you just said.
I think Eric has something here.
I think he does.
I do.
And plus, these women, when someone looks like Channing Tatum or Joe Macakalakata.
Okay, let me
we're
change
We're going to call you Donald Trump
even,
from now on.
Even if I am not attracted to a woman,
okay,
then I will still
like the obese
treat
ones.
Her as... No, I have been attracted to obese ones before.
Okay.
And by the way, I'm not using that word to be serious. I'm using it because another critic used it and I'm being funny. But in general, if I am not attracted to a woman, then I will still treat her as though I am.
Like a sister, right?
I'm her sister?
No, she's your sister.
This is going off the rails.
No, if you're not attracted, you would immediately treat her like a sister or an aunt.
This is a very hot movie. I just want to tell you that.
Hot.
Which guy's the hottest? Is it Channing?
I'm not hot. I'm saying it's a very...
Matt Vomer
you guys
is okay.
See the movie
Joe
and then
Mangan
you...
I'm
not seeing the movie.
I'm not seeing
so
the movie.
So, Vigara's guy.
Greg, you were going to see the movie, right?
Yeah, I was hoping to see it the last couple nights, but...
And you're not
going to
see it. And I mean, we're having fun with the second,
see
but you're
it,
not
going to
see it because of the guys.
No, I'll
you're
going to
see it because
it's... Yeah, for every reason.
Hot, I guess.
Hot.
It's funny. The first one was good. It's based on Channing Tatum's life. It's interesting.
It is a very
funny.
And I
think he's very good, so
there is a lot of
support.
Comedic moments in the movie. There is a Backstreet Boys song in the movie.
One of my favorites.
Probably my favorite in the movie, when one of the Kings of Tampa tries to make a woman smile in a convenience store.
Okay.
And I was laughing hysterically. So, Magic Mike XXL, I am giving it a thumbs up.
Big thumbs up.
Yes.
Extra large.
Extra large thumbs up. But again, if you are a woman, I don't think that I even have to remotely tell you, go see Magic Mike XXL. It will be your favorite movie this summer. I think you already have seen the movie. Of course, it is Saturday. You've seen it on Tuesday night.
We should put a sign out, maybe for Joseph, saying he wants to date everyone right after the movie.
I'm telling you,
Magic Mike.
Yes, if you
because
put that sign
then
out,
you don't even have to treat them.
You don't
special.
Even have to work.
You why just, don't Why don't you go hang out outside the theater?
Because I'm too busy. I got things to do. But I'm telling you, if you stand outside that theater, if you're a guy and you stand outside of the theater, I mean, Channing Tatum has done all the work for you. They're ready.
I don't need
you're
his
just
help.
The ugly seconds. Not you, Joseph. Everyone.
Eric.
Everyone that's not Channing Tatum.
Okay.
Good looking guy.
Right. Well, but if you are a guy, seriously, go see the movie. It will teach you a few things.
It will.
It is very educational on how, in all seriousness, how to talk
to women.
How
will this affect your life with women?
I don't know. Well, that remains
What's
to be seen.
What's your best guess?
I dressed up as Magic Mike. You saw it on Facebook, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I got me some babes that night.
Yeah, the beautiful woman with you.
For the whole night?
Yeah.
No, not for the whole night. Went home and said, I'm not ready for that.
Until he left the bar.
Oh, the bar night? Oh, when the bar closed.
Till I left and said, I'm sorry, I'm not following you home.
Oh, wow.
Are you sure they didn't say that to you?
When I was dressed as Magic Mike, no. I wish I could dress as Magic Mike all the time.
Why didn't you follow anyone home? I mean, why didn't they follow you home? Wait, why didn't you let them follow you
They wanted
you
me
home.
To follow them home.
Why?
Why?
No, why didn't you?
Why didn't I?
Yeah.
Because I'm a gentleman.
Yeah.
Shipoopy. Shipoopy.
Okay.
That song from last week.
No. Shipoopy.
I agree. I think Joseph is a gentleman.
No, you are. That's good.
All right. Well, Barry Manilow is singing Let Freedom Ring before we get in any more trouble during this segment.
Ring?
Yes.
As in wedding ring.
As in wedding ring. There is a great wedding sequence in the film.
Oh, there is?
Yes, followed by the honeymoon.
Yes,
if you know that song Closer.
I don't.
Eric, Closer.
By who?
Come a little bit closer.
No.
Oh.
Closer to God.
No, I don't
know. Oh, yeah, that's by Nine Inch Nails, isn't it?
Yeah.
These that are song? Very slow songs.
That's the perfect honeymoon song, isn't it?
Yeah, that needs to be bleeped when played on the air.
Yeah, we don't play it on the air. Well, we did play it on our one section.
Did you bleep it?
Yeah, it was the instrumental version. Or either that or I think it's... Yeah. Anyway. Let Freedom Ring, Barry Manilow.
On 1480 AM KPHX, this is Breakthrough Entertainment, and we will be right back with Joseph talking about Magic Mike one more time after this break.
Thumbs up. Throughout the nation, let it celebrate sweet liberty that is keeping us free.